More people are falling behind and having their cars repossessed. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
President Trump has again backed off some of his tariff threats. CBS's Scott McFarland says he may be looking at the recent sharp decline in stock indices and the feeling in his feeling the heat that is from some members of Congress.
The concern is most acute among those who have those automotive congressional districts. There are Republicans who have huge swaths of Michigan, huge swaths of Ohio, obviously, and these have direct impact on auto workers.
Trump did not, as expected, sign an executive order to start the dismantling of the Department of Education yesterday. He told reporters he is not having second thoughts. His aides just need more time to figure out how to turn over many of the department's functions to the states.
Let the states run the schools. And I'll tell you, you see something, it's gonna blow your mind. It'll be run so well. The school system. And I also believe in school choice, but that will take care of itself.
The nation's national parks are more popular than ever, and at the same time, they're facing more uncertainty than ever. CBS's Jim Krasula has that.
A record number of people, nearly 332 million, visited the National Park Service's more than 400 parks and sites last year, according to the agency. The popularity of the facilities comes as the Trump administration slashes the federal workforce.
Accept housing or live in a jail cell. That's the choice some people who live outdoors in Silicon Valley may soon face, says KCBS reporter Matt Bigler.
Saying that homelessness should not be a choice, San Jose Mayor Matt Mahan proposed that if people sleeping on the streets refuse to accept offers of housing three times in a year, they could be arrested.
We will press charges for trespassing and that our homeless neighbors.
The mayor was heckled by homeless advocate Sean Cartwright, who described the policy proposal as,
this is 100% criminalizing homelessness. This is, if you do not do what I want you to do, I will put you in jail.
A federal judge has given the Trump administration until Monday to speed up payment towards some of the nearly $2 billion that's owed to partners of the U.S. Agency for International Development and the State Department. The ruling ends the administration's freeze on foreign assistance. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Let Popeyes do the fishing while you enjoy our signature seafood that you'll love, like our delicious flounder fish sandwich or crispy shrimp tackle box. So come give them a try before they're gone, y'all. Limited time at participating U.S. restaurants.
Hi, it's me, your USPS Ground Advantage shipment. Just left the warehouse.
I know, just got the notification.
Made it.
Yes, I know. I get all the updates.
Stay in the know with USPS Ground Advantage service. Visit USPS.com/in-the-know.
O'Reilly. Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Facing cuts in federal funding, the city of Washington is ready to paint over and change the name of what's long been known as Black Lives Matter Plaza.
When she helped paint the giant mural in front of the White House, Kiana Jones understood the significance of the moment.
It really solidified why I believe in art, why I do art.
And today she understands why it's going away.
In the city, we can't avoid politics, right? And so we either fight for this or we lose funding.
But Jones says that moment in history can't be erased.
You can always create again.
And when it's time to paint a new mural to celebrate America's 250th birthday next year,
when the paint is ready, call me.
John Doman for CBS News, Washington.
A lawyer for actress Blake Lively has asked a federal judge to prevent the defendants, including Lively's It Ends With Us co-star Justin Baldoni, from getting personal information about Lively as her sexual harassment lawsuit heads to trial. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clouds on the increase here for the overnight. Our winds will be light as temperatures drop to the upper 20s. Friday, we'll see some snow chances move through. Cloudy skies, high temperatures warming to the middle 30s, and a light east breeze. It's 33 at our studios.
Yeah.
We'll be right back. Park to Sturtevant. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Love song. Well, I'm sure they wrote for you and me. Against modern jazz, unless they try to play it too darn fast and change the beauty of the melody until it sounds just like a symphony. That's why I go for that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it, it's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it, it's gotta be rock and roll music. Took my loved one over across the tracks so she could hear my man a wailing sax. I must admit they have a rocking band. Man, they were blowing like a hurricane. That's why I go for that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it, it's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it, it's gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance, if you wanna dance with me. Way down south they gave a jubilee. The Georgie folks, they had a jamboree. They're drinking home from a wooden cup. The folks dancing got all shook up and started playing that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it, it's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it, it's gotta be rock and roll music. To hear them play a tango, I'm in the mood to dig a mambo. It's way too early for the Congo, so keep rocking that piano so I can hear some of that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it, it's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it, it's gotta be rock and roll music.
I'm happy. Get updates on all the sports that matters with Mike Clemens. Mike's report starts at 6 this morning with all the scores and highlights, along with comments from players and coaches. It's part of our local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
Everyone looks forward to the weekend, and at WRJN, we're no different. Saturday morning features Rick Johnson with his Capsule Countdown. 10 songs with a common theme, counted down in rapid-fire fashion at 8:30 and 9:30. Terry Hovel with Rock and Roll Never Forgets from 10 to 2. And Sunday morning, Lou Regani features the music of the stars from 7 till noon. It's the perfect weekend soundtrack. WRJN.
it would be untrue. You know that I would be a liar if I was to say to you, girl, we couldn't get much higher. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire. The time to hesitate is through. No time to wallow in the mire. Try now, we can only lose. And our love become a funeral pyre. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire. Time to wallow in the mire. Try now, we can only lose. And our love become a funeral pyre. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on. I feel good.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Billy Ray was a preacher's son, and when his daddy would visit, he'd come along. When they gathered around and started talking, that's when Billy would take me walking. Out through the backyard we go walking. Then he'd look into my eyes. Lord knows to my surprise, the only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was. He was. Yes, he was. No matter how hard I try, when he started sweet talking to me, he'd come and tell me everything is alright. He'd kiss and tell me everything is alright. Can I get away again tonight? The only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was. He was.
Stealing kisses from me all night.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. We've been bringing you local news for 98 years. We continue to do it on the air and, of course, online. Stuart J. Waddles keeps an eye on things around the clock. If you miss it during the day on the air, you can always find it online. Simply go to WRJN.com, click on local news, and you'll be up to date.
Nothing you could say could tear me away from my dog. My dog is Shallow, y'all. Hi, I'm Smokey Robinson. When you adopt a shelter pet, you not only bring joy and love into your home, you also give another animal the chance to experience that special bond. Join me in supporting American Humane Society and their incredible work to help our most vulnerable friends. Together, we can make a real difference. Donate today at AmericanHumane.org.
Turn around, come on, hold it. Hey, you give me love and I feel all right.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts. I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. President Trump has delayed by a month 25% tariffs on all imports from Canada and Mexico that were covered by an existing trade agreement. CBS's Ed O'Keefe is in Toronto, and he says Canadian officials are losing patience with the president.
There have been free trade agreements between the U.S. and Canada in place since the late 1980s. Many may remember NAFTA. More recently, the U.S.-Mexico-Canada free trade agreement that was negotiated in part by President Trump. They're sick of being pushed around, and they're not quite sure what it is the president wants done by early April to call off this trade war entirely.
The Labor Department releases its monthly jobs report this morning, a preview from CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
At the beginning of the year, economists were projecting that the labor market would slow down this year to maybe 150,000 jobs per month. But with the tariff situation escalating and many companies sitting on their plans to hire, there is a concern that we could start to see the labor market deteriorate.
Many analysts expect the report will show steady job growth in February.